rights issue. And I was quite amused at the controversy Manish was having with Arun Chaudhry of the PUCL. Can you tell us something about that?
His writing tended to betray a very rabid anti-Muslim and anti-Sikh bias. And he was one of those who was calling for even stronger measures than are being used. And, you know, this phony kind of academic work that he does, which is a string of quotations used to do or prove or disprove anything. So when it got too much, we responded to one or two things and called it by what we thought was its proper name.
What is his role is beyond feminism and what is
feminism? He has nothing to do with it.
No, but he has...
He's never been involved with women's issues, and so there isn't much that he has to say on it for or against. There's hardly any writing.
We
are discussing somebody who was a very important figure in the civil liberties movement in India. Arun Chaudhry is what he's talking about. And then we had some public argument in a papers with him for his anti-Muslim, anti-minority stances. And basically, actually, he is essentially a nationalist. I mean, scratch him and that's it. Civil liberties, all that is. And an RSMRG nationalist at that, which is a deadly combination. I also come from that group. Anyway, so basically he is for a strong state. That's his key obsession. Civil liberties are second, third, fifth priority.
You seem to have had first-hand experience in all the government's work. Have you found any overt changes in the way that you can govern?
See, the government doesn't become Rajiv Gandhi's. He just presides over it.
But he does have a lot of influence. We know the Prime Minister of our country does have a lot of influence, especially on policy.
No Prime Minister like a Brahma can sit in every police station, be present at every ration shop, be at every,
from a larger perspective.
No, I'm saying the problem, I don't know about Rajiv Gandhi, how well-meaning he is, how he's not. Let us assume he's very well-meaning, very sincere, which many people think he is. I have no way of verifying that. All I know is that even if he were well-meaning, it would be very difficult for him to deliver goods with the present structure of the government. If you keep the government machinery intact, and he also has the unique distinction of presiding over a party of hoodlums, how is he to deliver the goods? You have a corrupt, inefficient, very brutalized kind of government machinery, totally unaccountable to people, and you have a party which is essentially a bunch of sycophants and hoodlums. Anybody would say that, even a congressman would describe his own party in these terms, right? I'm not being unfair. So how is he to carry out anything, even if he were to want to do so? So then his business is to have to stay in power, And for any Prime Minister, I think that has to be the primary. Most politicians, their first agenda is how do I stay in power? And if he has to stay in power, keeping both these things in view, the governmental structure and the party, the state of the Congress party, there is no way that he can do very much with the best of his intentions. No, I'm saying recognize the problems. That's the first step towards finding solutions. If you don't face the problems minutely and with respect for facts as they're taking place, you can't then, desire for change is mere platitudes. And I'm saying we all have to go beyond platitudinous changes to real effort at understanding what is happening and have the courage to face it in all its complexities and say, now let's see what we can do. And I think the first step leads to many others. If you become serious in trying to understand the society that you wish to have, that wish to change and make more humane, then that would be the first step.
How large is Manishi, and do you have any men who work for Manishi?
Our full-time workers, we have, okay, let me first briefly give you the structure as it exists today. It has changed considerably from the time we started, when we started as a very loose, amorphous, floating group, which just floated from one street to the other because it didn't even have an office, nobody knew who was who. From that to today, we have a situation whereby we have 7 everyday workers in the office. 3 to 4 of these workers are paid full-time workers, others combine it, say like I do, combine it with teaching or some other job. In addition, we have several volunteers who come as and when they wish to come into Manishi office, and several volunteers all over the country who do help in ways that they define for themselves. As far as the full-time 7 everyday workers are concerned, these are all women, and we intend to keep it at, that way. But we do get a lot of help from them, enormous amount of help, not just in Delhi, but all over the country, in many, many very important ways.
Do you have any politicians who support this movement? I mean, it would be really helpful.
Do you desire?
Do I desire? No, you know, there could even be a liability, which they are actually.
No,
today.
I'm just asking, do you have any who are sympathetic with
when you said politicians, if you mean politicians from the ruling party?
No, people in power right now.
Politicians meaning people in power. We've never asked for help. Our attitude has been to keep a very healthy distance from the corridors of power and people in power and government machinery, because I think given their credentials, they can only destroy our credentials. They'll be more of a liability. If we were to say politicians, meaning people active in various political processes, various of these political activists working in areas, rural areas, city areas, and so on, could also be called budding politicians. I don't, we do get this lot.
How do you think it could be financially helpful if there was sympathetic?
No, you see, as far as our finances are concerned, we have very strict policy. Number one, we accept no grants from any institutions, governmental or non-governmental. So we wouldn't accept political party funding under any conditions, no matter how good that party may or may not be. We don't even, in fact, accept advertising, and we wouldn't even go to government for release of revenues, right? Well, and an important reason for that is not because we don't know the importance of money, but more because we feel that the task of creating the economic base for any political activity should be part, seen as an integral task to your work. It should not be money coming from elsewhere and your work is there. You know, the two, creating the support base, the economic support base, is also creating a political support base for that idea. So when somebody, an individual gives 20 rupees to Manushi, it's an important statement of support, saying I think you are worth living and I'm giving you 20 rupees so you can survive. And we wish to have that kind of large support base whereby many people see, feel it important to support and let Manushi live and take some responsibility for doing so.
So when you offer like legal aid to a woman who's in distress, who are the lawyers? I mean, that's what I'll basically tell you. From where you get all the supportive power, which obviously requires money beyond hiring and all.
Lawyers work for us free. We do pay them costs at times. Some lawyers will not even take costs from us. But cost meaning certainly not, no money for their time. Cost meaning if they have to spend on cyclist planning petitions, or we might do it for them or whatever. That
That's
time.
What I guess.
Much of the work is voluntary work. I mean, nobody who writes for Manushi is yet paid. We might be able to do it as our financial situation improves. But a lot of it is voluntary.
Okay,
male groups? I mean, I don't know what's male groups, meaning groups which are predominantly composed of men. Is that? Oh yes, a lot of support. A lot of beatings too, and a lot of criticisms and all that, but a lot of support. Enormous. I really wouldn't be exaggerating if I say Manushi has really survived on the basis of love and support of its readers. And its readers do constitute men, women, some even children.
All right.